Hey,
Happy New Year,
girl. In the middle of July. Wait, it's not even
it's the middle of July. Okay,
it just started. Oh my god, what was that?
I think it was the grinder, but no.
It was the grinder. All right, so hey y'all, this is Roman back with another episode of Chilling with Adrian in my casa la boda. I think I said that right, right?
There was a la boda.
I don't know.
He doesn't mention it. Like,
oh my god, turn on your phone, hurry. So, we're here and we're back again, you know, and we're just chilling. We have our weed, you know, so we're like super buzzed right now. And
we have our Mary Jane. We're fancy Mary Jane.
Yeah, okay, so we're smoking on some Mary Jane. Yeah, so we're just basically just gonna have some discussion, you know. We like to, some of us can't really maintain a relationship. Not calling no names, but you know.
This is not a podcast way through shade. Let's not get shady with me here, because even though we're on it, I will throw you under the bus.
Bitch. Okay? Did I call no names? Where's the lighter?
The way you say, like, some of us, if you always say that a little bit more gently, then I could understand. But some of us don't need to maintain anything. Okay?
Why are you making it sound so personal right now?
It should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sis. All right, so we're just gonna have like a game, right? So we're just gonna really discuss some things that, you know, we'd find in a relationship. All right, so I'm gonna start with this one question, and then you can pick another one and we can discuss.
Oh, we're like picking.
All right, so it says, this is a question, like, what is the most important thing in a relationship? Is it communication, sex, faith, love, or compatibility? What do you think?
Like, for me personally, I would have to say compatibility.
Okay, so why would you say compatibility though?
Because all the other categories kind of fit into the word compatibility for me. I mean, if you're not compatible, it's going to be boring, and I am an eccentric human being. Mm-hmm. So you have to match by crazy with crazy, so we can cause a butterfly effect. I want that kind of compatibility. Yes.
You know what? I kind of agree.
You kind of? That doesn't like 100. Like, why kind of?
You know what? I agree. Not kind of, but like full on, like fully loaded, agree.
No, but what would be your response that agrees?
I think compatibility as well. Uh-huh. Because like you said, like all of the other areas kind of fits in with compatibility, because if you're like really, really compatible with someone, the sex is going to be good. Right?
Bomb.
You're going to have some bomb-ass sex. The communication is going to be really good as well. You know, because that's how you know that you're compatible.
But you know, I'm not a big fan of communication. Like, oh my god, let's talk every day. I'm still learning. I'm still grasping.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just jump to that right now. Let's just jump into that.
The communication process.
Yes, the communication. All right, because me knows that personally, I'm horrible at texting.
Bitch, really? Every day in your phone. But then again, once you're in your phone, you're always in the enterprise.
No. Why you always bring them up?
See, look at that. There's a difference.
Oh my god, the message just
coming. You're always in your phone. And if you're in your phone, you're always in your enterprise group, or you're going through Instagram, looking at yourself in the stories. Oh, the eyes of obsession.
Listen, I can't help that I look bomb, okay?
Yes,
so I always gonna be looking at my mouth.
Fucking nuclear bomb. Boom, girl. Boom.
Just leave me, let me feel. Listen, this isn't about me right now.
I am not going to make them.
No, no. No, no.
We're going back. We're going back.
No, no.
Wash the hand.
This is the forum or the platform for you to come for me right now.
I'm trying to change the fucking subject and you're still pushing it, my nigga. Like, dude, chill. So the conversation started here as communication. Let's talk about that for a little. Let's dabble
into communication. But you're making it about me.
I'm trying to change the fucking subject, my nigga. You're still going back here. Allow me to start over. Bitch.
Start the fuck over.
You're being too strong right now. So, as I told you before, like a number of times, I don't get the whole. You're in a relationship, you're in a person. I don't know if it's it's a have to thing where you have to talk to them every single day throughout the day if possible. And then when you meet, you have to sit up and talk again. Like, where does all that conversation come from? Mm-hmm. What is your talk about mm-hmm. so freaking much? Don't you ever run out of words?
All right, here's what I think, right? When you are genuinely into a person, right? And I don't know what is it. And I think it's really about building a type of companionship where you're able to relate to each other so well. And that kind of makes a relationship work. So if you're able to like talk about the smallest of things, you know, it means that, you know, you're building like this strong relationship where you guys are like friends, you know, the least little bit of something what happened,
we can
talk
other.
About it and kiki, right? And all these things.
What I'm trying to understand, like, you know, with that your friend the other day, and he was like, oh, they talk every day on the phone mm-hmm. and then texting mm-hmm. and then when they see each other, have like mm-hmm. endless conversation, like mm-hmm. that's what I'm like, the fuck,
what's wrong with that?
That seems like too much.
Why is that too much? I just don't understand why you think that is too much.
I just don't think it's too much. Keep it simple. I mean, say, like, I don't know how you would do that. It just seems like excessive. It seems like too much work.
I don't mind it. If we're into each other, like, we should be able to talk constantly. I love that. The consistency, everything about it.
So my first press, and it has to be something so
stupid. Mm-hmm. So get back to the page.
Would you do the 3D? Duh.
What about there was another one that talked about sex.
And all right, it's my turn. Okay, let's not get selfish here, you greedy person. Oh my god. So my question I choose to talk about is, what's keeping you away from finding the love of your life?
Oh my god.
Robbie, would you like to begin this one? The question goes to you.
The question goes to me?
Yeah.
Okay, what's keeping me from having a love life?
Oh god, obviously somebody was not listening. Let me find. What's keeping you away from finding the love of your life?
Oh. Wow. Alright. So.
Question is that serious?
I honest to god.
The question is not that serious, and Zoe, take it out because
it is a very serious question, because I've been thinking about it a lot, and I've just not been able to come up with like a really good explanation. You know,
let me tell you.
I think what's keeping me from finding the love of my life is because I'm very particular about who I think that I will be most compatible with. And I think that could be a part of the problem. Because as much as I always say I don't have a type, I realize that I do.
You know, that thing that I don't is a very... it's a lie when it's, I don't know, it's a lie we tell ourselves, because sometimes like, oh, we don't have a type, when you think about it, mm-hmm. and you have that little flashback, and you're like, shit, yeah, I mean, I have a type.
I think, but see, here's the thing with me, over time, it changes. There was a point in my life where I realized that I've been dating a lot of guys in the hotel industry. And I'm like, do I have a thing for guys who work in the hotel industry where I could, you know, get a pass?
Oh my God, so at one time you were an opportunist.
You think that's what it is?
Really? Of course. But you just said it anyways, that you want to get a pass, like a day pass.
Yeah.
Or some discount on a room.
Yeah, at one point.
Why not?
At one point. Oh. All right, but yeah, I think that's kind of it. I think it's because I'm very specific about what I want, and then when I do meet someone, they may check. I might check off some of the qualities that they have that I have on my list, mm-hmm. but there would sometimes be always something missing.
And is that missing thing like something
I can't
major?
I hate to feel like I'm settling, and so if I'm not able to check everything off the list, then it's.
But somebody, but this is the thing. Somebody has to settle. It's like somebody has to be a waiter. Not everybody can be like this in. Manager, HR, or the head of entertainment. Somebody has to do the entry-level thing, you know? It's like a job.
It's not even about that. It's not even about that. It's not even about that.
You might even find a number for your life, but you don't know if you're settling, you know? So don't think about that when you're, that's like stopping you.
I just want to catch a vibe. You know, okay. I just don't want it to be serious.
Mention three things better than sex.
Food.
What?
Girl, like,
that's when you all have, I need. I need
when them. You have some bomb ass food, girl, and
pizza.
You have food orgasm, that is like on a different level. That's better than sex.
Okay, I'm trying to really say something very strange.
Cool.
Can I share something very strange? When I eat a ton of food, I feel so fucking rich and fancy. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, when I go to hotels and I'm going to like the restaurants, I don't order like, you know, the basic, or give me some chicken, some fried chicken. Bitch, I want the fucking lasagna.
Yes.
I want spaghetti and meatballs.
Give me tourist.
I mean, I always go for
give me tourist food.
That I'm not used to. I mean, sure, burgers and fries is always a go-to snack.
Of course. But that's like snacking, though.
And I love chili cheese dog. They're so amazing.
Oh my God.
Don't buy them from Wendy's. They're horrible. She tastes like fucking dog food. I never had dog food, but I smelled it and it smelled like how it tastes. So you get the drift.
But as you mentioned that though, so I would never not go to an all-inclusive hotel. Like,
it would
bitch,
be glad for me.
Bitch. Just give me 3 days. At an all-inclusive hotel, and guaranteed, I'm probably gonna gain 5 pounds in that 3 days, because I'm gonna eat shit nonstop, and I'm gonna eat all the motherfucking foreign food, like the creme brulees.
What?
Yeah.
The creme brulees? Why does that sound so familiar? I don't know. I wouldn't fuck with the creme brulee. I don't like the way it looks.
All right,
like,
so that's one thing that's better than sex. Food is definitely one thing that's better than sex.
Music.
Oh my God. Music.
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 Music. I shouldn't do that.
It's like, let me tell you how much music means to me.
Music is life.
Music sparks so many emotions.
Boom.
And that it can just all like happen all at the same time. It's like everything's just boom, just crash into each other. And you're like, how the fuck am I supposed to feel at this particular moment? And it's almost you can individualize yourself in like a story. You know, like for example,
It's not almost, it's always the thing, especially like when you're in a car and you have your earphones, you know, like a certain song come on, you just look through the window because boom, you're in a fucking music video.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? For example, like when I love Justine Skye, Good Love, and when I listen to the lyrics,
can I have a light piece because
when you listen to the lyrics, I'm like, you know what? I know what this is about.
We don't need to.
I feel like I can relate to it, and like a whole motherfucking story just pops up in my head every time I hear it. You know, basically, I don't know why the lyrics just so relatable. You know, you always have this nigga that you really, really love, but you're like loving him on the down low. I get it, bitch. I feel that on a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm. Why are you taking jabs at me?
It's not like a meow tow. That's shady. What's the third one? Before I claw your eyes out.
So we had food. We had music. Wi-Fi.
I mean,
free Wi-Fi.
One more thing, Axel.
And here's the funny, because then all three are actually better than sex.
What's better than free Wi-Fi?
I mean, even though Flo Song got half this, but still, girl.
Listen, free Wi-Fi. It's but this can't come off it. All right.
You know, many times I left my house to go just a Burger King just to use the fucking Wi-Fi. And then the Burger King man sent you to the Burger King pound bottom road just for use the Wi-Fi. I would be there for like an hour or two, like, or until like my phone battery dead and
sitting inside or sitting outside?
Outside, and I'll take the chance inside. I won't go unless we go buy something, I'll go inside and I'll nibble. But otherwise, I'll be outside. Mm. I was outside once using it. I was in this like coop, this big ass pants. No, it was supposed to wear big.
All your pants are big, sis.
I walk funny.
Girl.
I was in this Call of Duty shirt.
Ooh.
And this tourist lady came on like, oh my god, can I take a picture of you? And I was like, okay. But at first when she asked the question, I thought she said she wanted me to take a picture of, like, totally the phone that took the picture, but she wanted me to be like,
you started to, yes.
No, I didn't have time to even touch up my fucking hair. I had to like jump in. And I was in my fucking slippers, dog.
Mm.
I was like, shit, these people have me out here taking photos looking like some street hippie. I don't like a mad person.
Girl.
Anyone who wears sparks? These bitches even pay me. You can buy me a burger. Like, come on. I think I'm thirsty. Get me a cup. And then this guy came beside me trying to talk.
Here's a funny question.
I'm for fucking it.
Here's a funny question. And let's really think about this.
I don't have to think about it. But go ahead.
And talk about it. All right. Is a woman kissing another woman the same as a man kissing another man?
What?
Okay. Don't think about it.
Same in what sense?
It doesn't have to be in what
the
sense.
The sensation.
Just don't think about it in what sense.
The tingling in the back of your throat.
All right. Think about two women kissing.
Uh-huh.
And think about two men kissing.
Right.
Are they the same?
If it's like a trick question, I don't know.
I'm going to say no. And the reason why I say no, I think it's because when you look on the woman aspect of it, when you see two women kissing, it's so feminine, it's romantic, it's light, it's heavy,
hold up, it's beautiful. You're thinking like from my perspective, like from my view, seeing it in front of me, like on the screen somewhere.
No, I'm just talking about how two women look when they're kissing.
That's what I'm asking. It's just like the look, like
and the feel.
Me sitting right. down watching it, like right. on
the
TV. And
the type of emotion that you get from them. Are they the same?
Please structure your question more carefully, please. Anyways, carry on as you were saying. It's all
feminine. Yeah, and I would say it's like, it's so feminine, it's so romantic, it's so light, it's so beautiful. You know, I get that, that womanly, the love, that feminine thing. But when you see two men kissing, girl, it's that raw, fiery, masculine
that
passion.
Sensation.
You know? It's just different. There's just something about it.
So it's just totally they're different.
Rushing over each other, body to heat, what? Musk.
Oh. To what? To what?
Musk.
What's that?
Light body, like you mask. Know, like you know, like when
like
you want to shower.
Where they worship mask, really?
Yeah,
mask.
The sweat and the sun, the pheromone, sexual pheromone, sis. It's just everything. What?
I don't know.
What is your opinion?
Watching like seeing two women kiss, I am for me when if I see I'm not like okay I see you fine do you cool, and then when I see like two guys like if they're cute, then it's like okay. You know,
I don't feel like you're really going into the question. I think you're like looking
honest,
at it at a face value.
I'm being honest about my response. I mean, I would get, you know me, when she's not going my way, bitch, I get jelly. I'm not like, why him and not me? I'm pretty too, you know. You know, I had the three fucking lip balms and not once. At someone to fucking kiss them off my lips up to this day. Dreadful. The horror.
Oh my god.
The horror.
That's so tragic. Very tragic.
All these questions are so hetero. It's so annoying. All these questions are so fucking hetero.
I like them, you know.
Really,
but I like not... the I like the question though about the female on feet on the girl.
You
the girl
and your ex alone in a room for hours. What will happen?
Okay, this actually happened to me, so.
I can
talk about it, and I love to talk about this particular ex, and I don't know why.
First of all, we're not supposed to call anyone name, just for disclaimer.
I'm not gonna call any name.
So let's give the person like a nickname. Think about what's the first thing comes to your mind when that person pops up?
Smokey.
Why? Why did I even ask? I just knew. I just knew you. That
anyways,
was
with
him.
Anyway,
can I give the lighter, please?
No, hold on. Let me light this blunt. This joint.
Blunts are joints. Not it.
This joint. There's a difference.
No, I'm asking like which one you rather.
It's
blunt or joint.
I'd rather joint because this is what we're smoking right now. It's a joint.
It's a joint. So what's a blunt?
A blunt is you know how you have the tobacco.
The one with the thick.
Where you like can a blunt peel it. Where you can wrap it. Yeah.
It's the
tobacco
one
where
you can wrap. Where you can buy a gas station.
Yeah.
Oh, does that blunt wrap?
Yeah, the blunt wrap. So you wrap it with the weed.
I tried it once and I a couple of times, not once, with different flavors. And I tell you, I feel so good. I felt so great.
She's expensive though. I know we get sweet eyes.
Blunts are good, but it's just hard to make.
Yeah, and if you don't make it right, you might waste it. And yeah. I waste it because I wrote like a regular weed, mm-hmm. but a little bit extra because I know it was like so big and so long, but there was a lot left back. I was like, oh my god, I had to cut that half.
Yeah.
And throw it away.
Yeah.
But these little hemp whistlers are a cake. They make me like, yeah. Two puffs and you're in. Two puffs and you're in, man.
Two puffs and you're in.
What?
Right. What was the question that you asked?
Let's scrap that because now that you giggle, I have to bring this up. Scrap that all that relationship bullshit. Two puffs and you're in. Of course, that's me. Let's see, I don't want to lose that feeling. I don't want to be the type of person where, oh, I'm going to smoke, you have to smoke 6 or 7 like spliff just to get the high. That is a waste of money.
No, just one. Time. Just one is good.
Yeah, but why you laughing? Because of 2 puffs and I'm in. Like, yeah, 2 puffs and I'm in.
No, it's not. It's not because of what you said. It just sounded funny.
It's having me drinking. It's like 2 drinks and I'm in. Screw that.
You know what's funny? I love to drink. I realize that. And that's why I try to stay away from it as much as possible because I know I love to drink and I do not want to start that addiction, girl.
You mean you're supposed to drink and smoke weed at the same time?
And I love to do that, sis.
I don't remember what the cause was, but that's what the cause. It's something that we do with, I think weed helps with something and drinking kind of the opposite of that. So it's going to cause an explosion, which means vomiting.
But it gives a good feel, especially when you're about to have some bomb ass sex. Trust me. Been there, done that.
That was me weekend. Wait, yes.
Oh,
like a fucking...
Just look at the smoke coming out of my mouth.
You nigga brought a fucking cup, like a regular size cup, right?
Right.
With nothing but fucking JB and ice.
Yeah.
I was like, every statement made, I was like, oh my god, this is cruel. Oh my god, this is suicide. Why are we whispering?
I ain't saying shit, bro.
Right?
So, yeah.
11:30. Is that what you just said? Okay, you want to cut off at 11:30? Didn't just say that. God, you're so stupid. Not sometimes, probably like all the time.
I'm too high. I'm so high right now. Like, this session was like a fucking blast. What should we talk about next?
Right.
On our next episode. We could talk about RuPaul Drag Race and
Aquarius win. We should have talked about that the fucking first night that she won. The vibe is not gonna be there as usual.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
But wait.
Oh my god, we have so many things planned that we can talk about. And I also want to invite someone. Hale said he was interested, so what?
The same person.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay.
Why the shade, girl? Why the shade, sis?
We can't say. What if the person is snugging?
What?
You can't see it. I'm not trying to throw shade. I can't even speak right now. What the fuck is wrong with me? You know that the person might listen, so it's not paint any bad impressions here. But yeah, so you said we're having a guest next time.
Yes, I want to have a guest.
It's just time to be an extra person. So we have less of Robin and more of me and
Wood. First up, hopefully many more. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. This person's mom.
All right, people. You know what? It's really been good. I thank y'all so much for listening. We're gonna go. Until next time. Toodle. Gonna give them a kiss. You're not gonna give them a kiss? Oh, you're so bitter.
Like
later, friends. Y'all. Hello, this is Roman, and I'm back up in this bitch to the Roman de la Cassion. And I have my very great friend here, Carmen. Hey, Carmen, what's up?
Hey.
Oh my God. So you are at my place. What do you think?
Things great. Love the smell of the light, the vibes and the lights.
It's a whole vibe. It's a oh bitch. I'm going through it. It is a whole vibe. So today I invited you over because I wanted you to be on the podcast, and you know, we're just gonna like talk about some stuff, and I really want what we talk about to be something that can open a discussion or persons to really listen to and just kind of like understand and relate to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do, and I love doing it at my place because I'm super chill.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I wanted to be like that. So, we're here. And we're going to get this shit started. Okay? So, what I want to talk about first is, like, I want to talk about, like, what it's being young and basically on our own. Because you left from, where in the States did you leave?
Chicago.
You left Chicago and you came all the way to Jamaica. I still don't understand why, bitch.
I was just visiting at first.
What?
I was just visiting at first. I was just visiting for a month at first.
Right, yeah. Visiting yeah. At first. And you fell in love?
Yeah.
All right, explain to me how you fell in love.
Well, it wasn't with a person. It was with Jamaica. I don't know, I just...
First of all, let's just keep it real. You got some good dick. And then... That's it.
Well, yes.
That's it.
But...
You got some good dick. But then you experienced some things, right?
Yeah. Well, with my boyfriend now, I didn't meet him until, like, my second, third month here. Mm-hmm. So I already chosen to come back before mm-hmm. I even met him.
Right.
So, okay. I just really liked the place, the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You've been to Negril.
Yeah, that's where I stayed for a month mm-hmm. first before I came from away.
Mm-hmm. And I love Negril.
I love
Negril
too.
I love Negril. It's the only issue that I have with Negril is like everything is kind of like I.
It's small.
Yeah, I don't normally know what to do except go to the beach when I'm
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the beaches and the bars and everything.
And the bars.
Mm-hmm. But the beaches are free and beautiful.
Well, that's if you go to Margaritaville. Well, I normally go to Margaritaville.
Oh. Yeah. Well, the whole Seven Mile Beach is free.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but most of it is free.
A lot of it, you can just... But I just like going to Margaritaville,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the beach right there is like really, it's like fun. It's mm-hmm. like it's like a nice place to just yeah. hang out and just mm-hmm. chill, you know what I mean? And there are people around you, and I like to stare at people and judge them.
All right. I like people watching, not the judgy part, but...
Oh my God. Let me pause this.
or shook you up on it. Okay, so that happened. And we're back. Alright, so where were we? Oh yeah, we were talking about the beaches.
Oh,
yeah.
Negril.
Yeah, Negril, Margaritaville. Mm-hmm. I really like it. And
the one in Woodstock is nice too.
Which one?
Woodstock, in front of the Woodstock Bar and Grill. I have a friend that works over there. And they usually have like a little jumpy thing. Oh. And it's like, they don't let the hustlers come in. hustlers, whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of them on Margaritaville. I was them on the beaches overall.
Yeah, it's a problem in Negril. That's why a lot of tourists are kind of...
But the ones that sell the like the chains and stuff like that, I've gotten some like really good shit from them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do sell some good stuff.
Yeah, and I told them point blank, listen, bitch, I'm not paying a tourist fee for this shit. I only have $1,000 on me, and that's what you're gonna get for one of those.
That's chains. The problem with Negril is that they'll do the tourist tax, mm-hmm. so they'll look you up and down for a second,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll mm-hmm. change the price. Mm-hmm. So I always went with my friends.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not having it.
That's the only problem I have, because it's like it's really bad there. Over in Mobe, like people don't do that to me, like with fruits or whatever, but over there is bad.
Yeah, because it's so
discouraging. It makes me feel like an outsider.
Because it's like, it's so tourist, like, you know, like involved, mm-hmm. you know. So that's all they know. Like, they're trying to make a money.
Yeah.
It's the same thing in Ocharias as well. Mm. Same thing. Because
I didn't really stay too much in Ochi, but I was only there for a few days.
Probably. Because what happened was, a friend of mine, she got me some weed in Ochi, right? Mm-hmm. And she had a friend there. So when she went to the friend, he sold like this tourist guy like a small bag. It was like just this small, like a teeny size, something that you'd get for $50. Mm-hmm. And he sold it to a guy for 30 US. And sold my friend the same bag for $100 in Jamaica.
I mean, that's how much they would pay in the U.S. anyways.
That's how much they would pay in the U.S. anyways. Yeah. For that same shit.
Well, probably not that much, though. But I mean, like, that's
a pinch.
That's what... it's a joke that they do. Like, they do that to white kids. They'll, like, overprice them way too much because they're ignorant on, like, certain drugs. It's like a joke that they do that to.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm thinking of whenever you said that. Same with tourists here.
Yeah, well, because even right now, people still, like, look at you. But I was like, yes, it's us. Look at us, bitch. Take it in. Eat it.
I don't know. People now don't really, I guess, I fit in more now.
You still don't. Before. You still don't. But
well, you imagine how it was before.
Imagine how.
If you don't
yeah,
think I don't.
Yeah, yeah. Before it was.
Like I stuck. Fuck. I mean, I still do, but it's like at not, least not they much. Won't like assume. A lot of people ask me now, like, where from Jamaica I'm from, instead of mm-hmm. asking where else I'm from. Like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And girl, so, the fact that you wear those big ass hoops.
These aren't even that big.
But I'm just saying, you know, it shows. It's very symbolic. Cause,
my know, hoops? Of course, I always girl. Wear hoops. What about them? You got a problem with my hoops? Wait, hold up. Pause. What's happening?
Oh, bitch, I just threw shade. That was too much.
What's up with my hoops? I'm curious.
Okay, so there's...
What?
All right, okay, so there's always this misconception of little girls that ain't black who wears hoops, you know? They got a little hood in them.
What?
That's what I've heard.
I always wear hoops, though. Like, I don't think I've ever hung out with you not wearing hoops.
Really? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're always in hoops. Yeah. You know, personally, I don't know. I don't like big earrings.
Really? I love big earrings. I love jewelry.
I like simple. So, if I were a girl, I would probably just have, like, a pearl. Or, you know what?
Yeah,
that's
pearls are cute.
That's 90s, motherfucking 50s. I'll probably just have, like, a nice stud.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love studs. Cute. I love studs.
Honestly, I used to wear like.
I'll probably have 4 of them, just like some small.
I want
ones.
Some going up, but I don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I could find a place, but.
Of course, there's a lot of places down here we can get it.
In Chicago, they were like, 30 per piercing, 30 US per hole. I'm like, so 60 just to get my ears pierced? Like, yeah. For you to stick a little thing through my ear, you're gonna charge me $60.
The struggles. The struggles, girl. But since you're here, right? At least you're gonna be here for a while, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How has it been, like, especially like the first couple of months, because you've been alone, mm-hmm. right? What was that like?
Fun. I had fun.
Okay. Let's
being
get into it.
Being single was fun, you know? Mm-hmm. Being single and pretty is a fun experience.
Being single and pretty, because, girl, you've been doing it. You've been all the way to the parties. You've been meeting guys.
Yeah.
You've been getting dick. Yes. And you know what? That's like the fun part.
Yeah, but I don't, I'm not a partier though. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever I say that, I mean like trips for free, not like, because mm-hmm. I'm not like a drinker or a smoker really.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean like trips to like the mountains or trips to like,
you know, that's very
places.
Funny. Like, it's very funny how I always hear you telling me like you have this friend or you met this friend that gets you into like places. Like, how did that come about? Because I'm thinking that when you came here, you didn't know anyone.
I didn't. I really hadn't. I didn't know anybody. I don't know. I just, like, I always find myself in situations that are semi-dangerous. But for some reason, I always get out of it. And I end up having fun.
Right.
And wow. getting stuff out of it.
Wow.
But, like, not. Yeah. I don't know how I'm still alive.
Oh my god, the riskiness of it all.
I don't know, but I'm not wild though.
Girl, you sound hella wild.
I'm just adventurous. How about that?
I love it. I love it. I really do.
But I'm not like, I'm not a fool. I don't like put myself in like, there's like different kinds of risky
situations.
You like
the excitement.
Not like, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm not gonna go out like at night to go do whatever. It's always, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's not like risky, it's not dangerous, mm-hmm. but at the same time it's like not the smartest thing to do, you know? Mm-hmm.
Really? But have
I
you
just
ever
gotta,
like
go with whatever.
Have you ever like been in a really tight situation so far?
Not really. Not really.
Mm, that's good.
To where it was like, I mean, it could have, but I found a way out of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I have gone like out of town to random places with people that I just meet. That so
I've
that's risky, but
that's,
like
yeah.
at the same time, like I can usually tell people. I've been, or at least maybe I've just been lucky to not meet anyone who's,
I think
like,
so.
Bad.
I think it,
because I'm like, I will, like, if anything about their body language or the way they speak turns me off, I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, I feel like, oh, this can't be that bad, then I'll just go for it.
I like that about you. I really do.
Everyone's worried about me, but I think I'm fine. Cause look at me. No,
I mean,
scratches, marks.
I've been in a situation before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I moved here, everything was okay. You know,
mm-hmm.
struggled being on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In my studio apartment, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom is right there. The kitchen is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Step out, walk a little bit down the road, jump in a taxi, go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I loved that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the pride and
mm-hmm.
the like fulfillment of
doing
things on your own.
Doing things on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the struggles. Because, bitch, sometimes it's hard. Especially when you're on your own and you're
mm-hmm.
working
and I have
your
no
own
one to back
money.
You.
or I know when to back you. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely
It can be. Like, I've been through some hard shit, girl. Mm-hmm. I've had to eat some struggle foods, bitch. Mm-hmm. But I'm still here. Exactly. And I remember, like, start of this year, I almost got robbed.
Here?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, not here, but I was, like, I was on a night shift at the time. Well, not really night, but my shift ended pretty late.
Yeah.
And I would walk from Freeport, go downtown, because I wanted to save that extra money. And this was me walking at 9 o'clock at night, going down for a mile and a half, basically.
Me.
And Monday I did it, Tuesday I did it.
Yeah.
And this was the 3rd of January. And I was walking across and, like, I had the music in my ears, but for some reason, like, the back of my eyes or the peripheral of my vision, I saw someone, and it's like, the way that I saw them coming is like they grab after me, and then when I tried to run across, like, they grabbed again and caught my bag and just, like, pulled me, and I saw the knife. Like, my life flashed before my eyes. And I immediately started screaming out for help. Because I could see people, like, like further up, and I could see people staring in my direction, and I'm like screaming out for fucking help, and no one is like making an attempt to like try to figure out what the fuck's going on, and I'm like, they're fighting off this guy, right, fighting for my life, and then the guy just pushed me away and just left. And that was like one of the most shocking and traumatizing experiences I've ever had. And what makes it worse is that the fact that nobody was actually willing to help.
Yeah, no one came up?
No one. I managed to go home, and I remember sitting over there, and I broke down.
Yeah.
Like, I was so scared. Oh, I've never, like, been in a situation like that before. It was traumatizing.
That is traumatizing. I'm glad you got out okay. Shit. And honestly, like, you say that you walk that route, like, you walk that, like, every night. People could, like, probably guess was where watching. You are and watching, and plan it.
Yeah, the light was, like, premeditated. You know? But we've, I think, being young, we all have to experience certain things.
Yeah.
And whether it's like good things or bad, we have to experience it to like really grow.
Honestly, exactly. That's why, like, suffering is part is like an important part of the human experience. Like, if you don't suffer, you're not gonna be able to appreciate what you have or what you've been through.
That's so, why. Like, that's why white privilege always annoys me.
That's the thing. There's no way they could understand.
There's no way they can understand. There's you can't understand something until you can't have it or it's been withheld from you.
And it's hard to explain that too. Because where I'm from, like, I would try to explain, this is the reason why you don't understand this, or this is the reason why you can't feel this, because, like, it's not touching you. Like, you don't, you probably don't even see it. Like, that's just how it works.
And for the record, Carmen is not Caucasian. State what your ethnicity is, girl.
I'm Filipino as fuck.
In a sense, we're both people of color.
Yes.
Right? And it annoys me because even, and it's so weird how similar certain things are and how they run into each other, because when you're in the States, one of the things that you might run into would possibly be racism or prejudice.
Definitely.
Especially when you're filling out applications and they ask for race, and then there's the other sign, right? And then in Jamaica, it's like this big homophobia thing when they ask, like, you know.
No, they actually ask that.
It feels like that on some of the things that you do, because they're asking like what your sexuality is. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, not really, but what I mean, like, they ask if you're married, single, other.
Other.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Other.
I've seen that.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That is weird.
I hate the question when they ask about the whole marriage, single, and like...
Because, like, other could mean so many things, and they probably make guesses to what that is. Mm-hmm. So...
It's so weird. The whole society
and
all
is
so weird.
And I always make sure to like understand my own privileges too. Mm-hmm. Like even though I'm a person from also like a good looking person. And there's definitely privilege in that, like, and I'm also light skinned.
Right.
So like there's definitely privilege in that. Like I've realized most of the reasons that I've been able to do all the shit that I've done is because of how I look. Mm-hmm. People let me do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, especially.
And, but I use that though because like there is like power in that, so that you can be able to like stand up for others and people actually listen to your voice. So even though I'm not white, I still have like certain types of privileges. Especially like in the US, like it's like a different kind of racism towards Asians because they're like, Asian, you're smarter and this kind of thing. But it's also like, there are also bad things for that too. But like,
I think
it's there's so many different kinds of
racism. I think with Asians, they like put them in a box, or they have a stereotypical view of them, or what is supposed or what they're supposed to be. Because you remember when we were having the conversation about this beauty standard in Asia, and you were explaining to me that it's all fake, and I was so mind blown. Like, I'm still mind blown because
most of it's surgery,
right? Because I was watching this girl group, and I think they're Japanese, I believe they're called Blackpink, and I was watching their videos. I was like, these girls are so flawless. Like, everything about them, they're like straight out, they're like three-dimensional Japanese girls. I'm like, and then every time I'm looking at the whole perfectness of their faces, I remember what you said in the back of my, in the back of my mind, I remember
makes
you what
think
you said.
About it, right?
Like, these girls were probably fucking ugly, right? They probably had pimples all over. You know what I mean? Their hair was probably all fucking disgusting,
that's
dry.
That's the standard now. Like, you have to look that
They reconstructed
standard.
Their entire face, and they probably got a lot of eating pills. This probably all star
so
themselves.
Like, I've watched even, like, Korean dramas and things like that with, like, subtitles, and there's a lot of, like, fat shaming. There's a lot of different kinds of things, and it's just really sad. But, because they're, like, a lot of Asians, I can say, are, like, obsessed with being, like, you know, the Asian stereotype, like, the small, like, perfect-looking little thing, and it's just, like, it's a little dangerous.
And, you know, it's funny, because, and this may be even completely different, but I'm just gonna take a left turn and go all the way in. I've also seen this in porn, specifically gay porn, like, Asians are typically bottoms, and they're typically twinks.
They want them to, like, there's this perception of, they're like, weaker and smaller.
Exactly.
And it's just like...
I like seeing an Asian hunk, but that's as far as I'ma go. Sorry. They ain't packing. I just like looking at a... That's why I remember I was watching... There was this, I had this TV channel when I had kids, it was called G4, I believe it was. And they used to have this ninja type competition where they like do this whole lot of running up and down and jumping over shit and wanting to make it to the like, this final area to press the goddamn buzzer because they're on a timer.
American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, but they had the Chinese one to it.
Oh!
They had an Asian one to it, yes.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
And then they had the Chinese version. So I would always love the Asian version because like these guys were like muscular and they were like super good looking. I'm like, ooh. Yes.
Yes.
She could get it. You know, so that's the perception is like, ugh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, how did we even get to this?
Asian body type. No.
I like how the conversation is just flowing. Let's just get into it. Okay. So I really want to talk about, I know that we've talked about,
wait, before. Did we finish the whole like independent thing that you want to talk about?
Yeah, if we just flowed,
turn into
we just went somewhere.
Okay.
And I'm living.
Got you.
I am living, but I mean, we're still on that. We're still on that because we're living our best life right now. I'm gonna miss being. I'm gonna miss being in my 20s.
So that's 5 more golden years.
I don't even want to think about that. The reason why I'm gonna miss being in my 20s is because so many of our experiences, life-changing ones, happened during our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can definitely attest to that.
Yeah, we've gone through so much, and we've done the stupid, immature shit that we're supposed to do, and we have grown from it, and we're gonna embark in like another chapter in our life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're gonna go be in our 30s, and you know, bitch, shit gets real in the 30s.
Like, oh shit, I have to grow up now. Hey, I still got like some more time to
We still have more time to fuck it up, and I'm not even concerned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I applaud and commend people who have shit together in their 20s. I really do. But it's rare. It's not really rare. I mean,
well, it's mostly like if they come from like privileged backgrounds.
Not really, because I've known persons who they really have that determination to want more for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they really work on that. And I really wish I had that same energy. I really do.
I got you. I know some people like that. But like usually they get it in their like later 20s.
Yeah. They get it in their later 20s. And
I thought you meant like those people that are like well off at like 24.
Yeah, you have some that are well off. I hate them.
Like, oh, okay. The ones that already, like, people,
I
don't know, like, some, like, the older generation, they had their shit together and kids by the time they were, like, 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, imagine if, like, I can't either.
And, you know, remember the conversation I was telling you about what the guy said about me?
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't have any goals and, future and shit like that. It really bothered me for a while because it's like if someone can have that perception of me, which is really not an accurate one, like what does that say about me? Like I think I really do need to get my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I started with the whole diet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I'm kind of having sex too much. And it's kind of like distracting me from what's really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going on a diet. I'm only going to be interested in niggas who are actually serious and shows me that they are stable enough to want something more than just a 2-week fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I'm putting that aside.
Yeah, if you, like, catch feelings, it starts to get a little lonely after.
Girl, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because
I'm sure you feel something if you're with them for, like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I can understand.
Yeah. You know? But it's something that I'm going to have to do. I haven't been, like, really, really alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna really try being alone. And you know, really give it. I think it's needed because it will probably help me focus on what I need to do, which is like really get some more stuff for the plays, and also
that's gotta be like
work so on leaving the country, because that's really, it's really the end goal, me leaving here. You know what I mean? So, but I also wanna, you know, get some shit out of the way first. And, you know, just glad that I have a job and try to keep that shit. So I've been kind of motivated at work.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real good. So, yeah, like, we have to grow at some point. And that's what being independent, especially at a young age, teaches us.
Mm-hmm. So I've been on my own since I was, for a few years now, because like I left my family's home like I was 18. That's been a few years, and like I had, that's why I had to learn how to like budget and do everything on my own, because like once my money's gone or once like I'm stuck in something, like I'm on my own completely, like no family or anything. So I'm really serious about like making sure I'm safe, even though I'm reckless in different ways. Not reckless in that way.
Right.
Like, I make sure that's taken care of.
Right.
Before anything.
I've got myself in some really tight spots.
Yeah?
Yeah, money-wise. Money-wise. I've got myself, and it's better no, because I'm starting to, like, budget more. So, I'm going, I find myself going in the right direction. You know, that's, I find good. Myself being more responsible and really focus on what's more important, and really and truly it's to make sure that my bills are paid first.
Exactly. And you can take a look at what you have left and see what you should spend through the days.
Because
honestly, like, once your bills are paid, after that, like, you really don't need much. Like, after that, it's like, okay, just food, and you can you can go without spending like $1,000 per meal.
Right.
Like, there are different ways to, like, I mean, I've definitely learned that. Like, there are different ways to make sure you're full and okay.
Right.
And healthy.
And healthy.
That's the important part.
Definitely. Bitch, I had some curry crab yesterday. Oh my God. For $150.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you go for this food?
Right on St. James Street.
You need to show me these places. Maybe they have some vegetarian food.
there is a place that I think does have catered for vegetarian, but it's like the only place that I know. It's like right in front of the bus park across the street.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one?
And
they're hard to find. I found this one that didn't even have a sign.
Yeah.
I had to, like, I was just walking past it, and I happened to see the menu. I was like, this is a shop.
Yes.
Like, they're hard. They're, like, hiding.
They're hard to find because
it's easy in a grill because you see all the Rasta colors.
But it's hard to find here because, as I said, you know.
We get a lot of meat here.
Yeah, it's run mostly on fast food.
That's true, because everyone's busy.
Everyone is busy.
Burger King has vegetarian burger, though. I eat that.
You need to just go into the stores to get vegetarian stuff. You have to go to, like the high-low supermarkets or Shoppers Fair or... What the other one name?
Progressive. And Mega Mart.
And Mega Mart. Oh, bitch, who are going to Mega Mart? Not me.
Like the muffins.
Fucking expensive.
It is expensive, but I like the muffins.
Yes. And girl, I remember like a couple weeks ago, when we were really going through some struggle food, I went over there and buy a set of donuts, the twisty ones. When I tell you one of that fill my belly...
They're big, and they're packed
big.
In there. They're packed in there.
Yes. I shared it for me and my friend who was staying with me at the time. And girl, that alone filled the toy belly for night.
Yeah, and like, I, one of my, like, honestly, I like peanut butter and bread. Ugh. So it's like easy for me to just eat that and not spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So the foods that I like are not expensive. Like I can just eat french fries and be happy. So
depends on where I get the french fries. True. Okay, because I love Island Grill's french fries. Yeah. And I love Burger King french fries. Ooh,
Burger King french fries
bitch,
are good.
And Popeye's french fries.
Popeye's french fries are probably the best.
Everything. And I love that they came to Jamaica and had the same motherfucking recipe, and it's still the motherfucking best.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was in Chicago, was one thing I like to do is buy the Popeye's fries and get like Chick-fil-A sauce
from Chick-fil-A. Girl.
And I'm just like, yes, this is good.
Yes, it takes you there.
Yeah. Okay, Pier 1 french fries are really good too. And they're not that expensive.
I've never really eaten at Pier 1 yet.
I've only been there once.
I've been to their parties before. I've been to parties there. But I've never been there to eat.
They have a really good jerk tofu.
Mm.
And their fries are just so good. And it's like, I don't know, I think it's like $2.50 Jamaican for a serving.
Really?
Or $300.
It's just that with Pier 1, it's like, because it's like the central party place, really.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't want to go there too often because it's like, it gets really packed.
It does. I've only been to the parties once and I was like, I mean, all they played was like, the songs were lame because they catered to like tourists. So they played like the typical like...
Really? Yeah. Well, that wasn't the party that I went to,
really?
Bitch.
Really? Because the one I went to, they played like the songs you play at like middle school dances.
Girl,
and
are
I was
you
like,
serious?
No. Yeah, and there was like they weren't even cursing in the songs. I didn't like it.
Like the thing happy. Is, they don't like they don't like people smoking weed over there. Yeah, they don't allow. They don't allow.
There are people smoking weed on the dock.
Well, the party that I the party that I went to was, I don't remember, I think it was in October at the time, last year. Mm-hmm. It was like the end of summer around that time, and we went to a party and they didn't want anyone smoking weed. It was like a local party.
Really? Okay.
It was.
That's different though, because
right,
the one,
so you had a mixture of
the
everything.
The Friday night ones weren't local. They're all tourists.
Oh, really?
Terrible dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl, that's, well, you need to go to our local party then, so.
I like local parties, but the one that I went to was the one they have every Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Aww. Yeah.
I was just, like, so disappointed because I wanted to go to Taboo.
You haven't been there yet?
Oh, I've been to Taboo a few times already. I love Taboo. I love Taboo.
We love the girls are fucking sick. We don't know where they come from.
They're always flirting. They always come up. I'm like, hello. One girl put my hand on her pussy. And it was wet. And I was like, Mama, why is your pussy so wet? And she just turned around and just looked at me. And I'm like,
oh my god.
My boyfriend's literally like behind me. And he gets mad because all the girls come to me and they're always flirting with me. And I'm like,
wow. It must be nice.
What?
You know, being like drawn to, because it's obviously you do have this thing, this je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
That's probably gonna be my word for the day.
Okay.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
And you do. It's like, because when we do go into town, I do see people look at you, and I don't think they look at you like this tourist. I think they look at you because there's just this something about you that's kind of makes them want to look at you. You know what I mean? So okay. I feel that pull.
Really?
Which is cool. Yeah. Hmm. I feel the pull. And I don't think you notice. And that's the cool thing about it. You don't notice. But I do. I see
really?
Everything.
Really? Mm-hmm. Huh.
I see everything. Hmm. Even though I don't act like I do.
Really?
But I notice shit.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually I'm in my own world, so I'm not like, no.
Exactly.
Like,
you
no
normally are. You normally
no
are. Because some risky shit that you do, girl.
But the thing is, I act like that and no one, like, I never get hurt and never get touched. So it's like, honestly, and confidence is everything.
Yes.
No one will touch you if you walk in like you're that bitch.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
true.
I realized that. So I'm gonna walk in like.
And you know what's so funny? It's always the person that are so fearless and just so in their own world that nothing ever happens to them and not even realize it.
Yeah.
You're just so blissfully unaware.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people tell me that, like, the way I walk around, like, I just own whatever. And I'm like, okay. Okay. I didn't realize that until people told me. I'm like, so that's why nothing ever happens to me. I always wondered, like, why has anything happened to me with what everything that I do? Mm. Like, how am I so alive?
I don't want you to think about it too much.
Yeah, because if I think about it too much, things would happen.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just something I think about sometimes, like, I like the little thing I got going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So...
But you're right. I think confidence, I love having my confidence. And I always say, like, if you can't handle my confidence, then, like, you can't really be with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm super confident in everything that I say and do. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm wrong, I'm confident with that shit.
Make sure you always know if you're wrong and you'll take it.
Exactly.
Okay, that's exactly. The important part. Because
I don't
talking.
Like being wrong.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being wrong. So I like knowing my shit. So when I...
That's what. So when you speak, you know you're
I know what I'm saying.
I want to say it with confidence. So I want to know it first. That's how I am. Because I won't speak on it unless I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be angry about something unless like I know.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't... The worst thing is whenever you overreact and the person knows you're overreacting and they tell you that and, like, you're wrong about this, why are you acting this way? That's, like, the worst feeling. Like, oh, I'm embarrassed because I look like a fool, no?
And they'll be like... I'll be like, you know what?
Stop! Like, you know what? Good night.
Exactly. Because, bitch, I must have lived there with my dignity, bitch.
Oh, no.
I'm going to still leave with my dignity because no bitch is going to show me up. And then I'm going to be like,
Oh, geez.
And then I'm just going to just find a corner and be like, you know, I went there too much. And you know what's funny? Like, there have been situations where I've snapped so hard at people.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm typically not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shady, I'm petty, I'm savage, yes, but I don't normally go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But one day, bitch, I did.
I can only snap if I know the person well.
Uh-oh, I didn't know this bitch from Adams. I was on the phone. So I went in on this bitch on the phone, girl.
Oh, jeez. Were you having a bad day?
I was.
Oh, jeez.
I was.
Careful.
I really was, and I felt so guilty
for
the rest of the day. Because I went in on this bitch. Like, the caucasity of the situation just really got to me, and I was like,
not
today, bitch.
Wait, where were you?
Customer.
Oh my god.
I know this bitch was white.
I can feel that because, like...
And I just was not having it. I wasn't having it that day. I really wasn't. But I did feel guilty because
happened? Did you get in trouble?
No, nothing happened. Oh, okay. But I felt guilty because she hit me with the, so I can't believe this is the customer service that this company provides.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, guess what? I said something really snippy. I don't even want to say it.
Tell me.
I said something really
What snippy. Did you say?
So, what happened was...
Yes.
It's like, we changed her... We changed the plane. There was an equipment change, right? And... She wanted back the seats that she had.
Mm-hmm.
So she's on a different plane, right? And the seats aren't the same. She's completely different. I believe she was a little bit further back than what she had before. So she called me. She was pretty upset about that. Mm-hmm. And I honestly...
But she was on a different plane?
The fact that she didn't have the same seats that she had.
On a different plane.
On a different plane, bitch.
Okay, that's annoying. That.
So, I was like... You know what? Let me not get into that. I do not want to get into that.
Oh, no.
But at the end of the day, I snapped at her.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really bad mm-hmm. for the rest of the day. Yeah, I'm like, damn, bitch. Like, you were savage. Like, calm down.
Oh my god.
And I tried to be nice to everyone that day.
Like, overcompensated?
I overcompensated on every fucking call.
Oh my gosh.
And that happens. You know, yeah. It does. It
I get does.
Because I'm human. You yeah. know what I mean? And mm-hmm. it was like, sometimes we have our bad days. It's not the best or the right situation, mm-hmm. but it happens sometimes.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever snapped on like a customer. But I don't really know if I snap really. It's mostly, I'm just thinking about like whenever I'm in arguments. Because I get heated. Like a lot of body language.
Oh, girl,
and a lot of like, because I'm feisty as fuck, but I'm also really chill. But when I get in an argument that I'm passionate about, I'm also a really passionate fucking person. So when I get into an argument, I'm into it. And that's the problem that I have.
And you know, it's weird because I do not like to argue. And
really?
The reason why I don't like to argue is because it takes so much energy.
But
and I just do not have
arguments.
It.
Like, I don't like fighting, but I like to argue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, arguments, something good comes out of it. Because I only argue if, like, I feel like I'm right about something and something needs to change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, just very heated arguments. But not, like, fighting to where, like, you know, mm-hmm. throwing, like, shit at people and saying mean things. Not like that.
You know, but, like, I remember my ex.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, the probably the only and last person that I would ever love.
You mm-hmm. say it like that.
Yeah, yeah, but it's true. And mm-hmm. I remember we had two major arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And both times this nigga was arguing with himself because I wasn't gonna fucking go up there with him.
Really?
Mm-mm. And on one of them I did fuck up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted that shit.
Yeah.
I sat there and I took it. I didn't say shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew I was wrong.
Yeah.
But I still had my dignity, you know? I was like
pretending
dignity
like I was... pride?
Both. They're one of the same.
Pride can be different. Pride can
probably
be
pride.
Yeah.
Probably pride. I wasn't gonna make this nigga make me feel no type of way. So I was like, they're like, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that was like literally me. But I knew I couldn't say anything because he was right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the L.
Mm-hmm.
And I do kind of miss being in a relationship though.
Really? It's not all it's captive to be. Well, it depends. If it's like a symbiotic thing where like you're both bringing each other up,
mm-hmm.
then that's good.
That's true. But
if it's not,
I think
like,
it's the whole companionship.
That
and,
is
yeah.
also
and
true. I feel that.
I want to really feel like we can be like best friends.
Someone like to come home to.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because.
Like a safe space.
I've been looking, for lack of a better term, and I just can't find the person that I vibe with.
Mm hmm. Don't look too hard. Sometimes it just comes to you.
I don't want to look too hard.
Yeah.
You
when
know?
You're looking, sometimes it's the wrong
yeah.
situation. You don't want to force anything is what I'm saying to say. Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm never looking. It always just happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, I was kind of looking for my boyfriend. I was looking for a girlfriend. Because I was sick of...
Yeah, why didn't you say something to me?
Oh, because I was like on my own. Like I was.
I have a lot of lesbian friends. I know quite a bit.
Really?
I do. But the issue is, they're all whores.
So I'm gonna get fucked over just like. anyone else.
No, they'll probably want to date you, but they probably have like 3 or 4 other girlfriends. That's the problem. That's the problem. For real. For real.
Yeah.
But speaking of girlfriends, I remember I knew this girl, and she just came on to me, and we became besties because she was a femme, you know. We were both queens, and you know, we were having the time of our lives. But this girl, she fell in love with this butch girl, and I kind of fell into the middle of them because I ended up being really good friends with the butch girl, right? And then they would start arguing, and they would have the most annoying arguments.
Like super petty.
Like super petty. They'd be doing the most, right? And then I would get sucked into it. And it's like, I couldn't take sides, you know? And then they would break up, right? And then I would be the one to try to fix these bitches together.
Yeah.
And that was draining. And I was going through my own shit with my nigga. Yeah. So it was like, ugh.
Yikes, no.
That was a fun point in my life, though.
Yeah.
It was. Because, like, those times the sex with my boyfriend at the time was just so good. And then that I started, like, smoking at that time. And so we'd always have a lot of high sex. Bomb.
Oh, my goodness.
A bomb.
Oh, jeez.
What? Huh? What? What happened?
Oh, I don't know. I think someone bit my finger.
But
it's so hard to find.
So what do you think with the guy that you're with? I really want to get into him for a bit. As our last segment.
There's a lot of to that. There's a lot of stuff to that. You know that already. It's only been like a month and a half. This always happens to me. I always like delve so deep into things because I'm a really passionate person. So I met someone who's just as passionate as me.
Right.
So
there's no like, you don't have to like watch.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you need in a relationship based on the type of foundation that you have, because I've talked about foundation with you, right? And I believe, like, if you set like a really good foundation, and then, and as you said, you know, symbiotically, I don't know if I'm getting the word
symbiotic.
Right.
Symbiotic. We're like both are.
You know, you can like sink into one another. I feel like you really need to watch the time, because I was dating this guy, and we were together for like 3 months. And unfortunately, it ended. It did end amicably. You know, it was mutual. But I didn't want it to end, unfortunately, but it did. And it didn't feel like 3 months to me. It felt a long time because I saw so much of him. And we communicated so much where it felt like I knew him for months. Maybe a year.
Yeah.
You know? And so I felt it when it ended.
Yeah.
I saw him downtown like 3 years ago. And I was like, I was in the ATM line. I kind of had to leave.
Really?
Because I, you know, that feeling just came back up.
I feel that. It's like, I realize I've already been through like different kinds of relationships, not like just romantic, but like friendships and like family and everything. But I realized like I want to make every single second count. And so that's how I am. Like, I don't like to waste time. Like, if I'm in a relationship, I either love you or I don't. And it's like either all in or nothing. Cause like usually with mine, it's like, I mean, the past two people that I've been involved with, like they want me to like stay with them after like the second day of knowing me, and so I like would live with them. And like it just things happen like super fast. Like things happen, wow. Like, so, yeah, I mean,
like
what type of conversation are y'all having? Where something like that would just be offered.
It's just, like, they just want me around them. Like, they just want me with them. And yeah. So they would, like, let me stay with them.
Wow.
And it was just, like...
You're just so trophy material. They want to, like, keep you as a trophy. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
What is it about you, girl? Like, sprinkle some of it. Like, I need that.
I don't know. That's... I don't know, but it also turns into, like, possessiveness.
Yeah. It does.
So, because, like, with everything, like, I tell you, like, everything is really passionate. It's mostly, like, feeling when it's with me. So it's like people get obsessive. Mm-hmm. Is the word I'm trying to go for. So yeah, and that's why it always ends badly, because like there's just so much like energy and so much like feeling that whenever mm-hmm. it's like so great, but then it also ends greatly.
Right.
So like,
and you know, I can tell you're a bad bitch because the way that you're talking about it, you literally do not reciprocate the same feeling.
Fuck it up.
You don't.
I do. I mean, I do.
I don't think you do.
But
like,
I do.
You hurt niggas' feelings. That's what you do, bitch.
But I also love them too. I just have to understand I do my own thing at the same time. Mm-hmm. You don't believe me?
I just feel like you're a heartbreaker. That's what I feel like you are. But, you know, I can't even judge you because I'm kind of one myself, you know?
I mean,
fuck you today and forget you tomorrow.
Do it on purpose.
Me neither.
But, I don't know.
I don't do it on purpose. I just feel like sometimes people expect so much of you. And it's like when they don't get what they want, mm-hmm. the level of interest that they had for you can instantly turn into dislike.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that happen to me before.
Yeah, it's either that or they start to like the chase of like trying to get to you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm. I remember this guy, like, we met on Grindr, right?
Ooh.
And he was actually a doctor mm-hmm. at Cornwall.
Really?
And he wasn't all that good looking, mm. honestly. But I was like, oh, a doctor, yes. So I invited him over. He drove over and he came and I realized that he was looking around the place. And mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck is this nigga looking at?
Yeah.
You come up in my place and you'd be surveying the place, the fuck? Uh-huh. And like the first thing he asked me was if I was a scammer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I got so pissed. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't want anything else to do with that person. Like, you know what? Mm-hmm. If you're gonna really come up in this place, you just need to leave.
Uh-huh.
I asked him politely to leave. You know? And mm-hmm. he got like really annoyed and like really hated on me for a while. I didn't care though. I really didn't. So I was like,
wow.
Like, fuck it.
Is that soda? It smells like alcohol.
What?
Is that soda?
With alcohol, yes, girl.
Oh, okay, but to be like, why does that smell like freaking Hennessy?
Girl, I've been sipping on this for a while. So I'm like super buzzed right now.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what, Carmen? Like, I really thank you for coming and doing this. Of course, the conversation is definitely going to continue, right?
Yeah.
It's going to continue, but I thank you for being a part of the session with me and hopefully we can do this again.
Yes.
All right, people. So, like, just check me out. I post shit when I feel like, when I'm in the mood. So I'm going to be posting this and y'all just tune in for the next episode. Thank you and goodbye.